morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Warning, listening or viewing the Sully Show in large quantities could result to having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. Hi. Welcome to the Sully Show here on
More Like Radio.
Yes, it's a wonderful Sunday. Why is that camera up? Because that shouldn't be up. It should be that camera.
That's what my girlfriend says.
Right. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut. These earphones are weird. Just getting used to new headphones. I love it. With me in studio, as always,
my man Adam.
What's going on?
He's on cloud nine.
Yes, Red Sox won the World Series.
Yeah, whatever. And of course, from Newport, Rhode Island, Greg and Danielle. Blow up doll Danielle, that's right. Her evil twin. And of course, all the way from New Jersey, we got my man Punchy from Brain Stew Radio and Nerd Hours sitting in and helping us out until JT comes back. It's going to be a wonderful show today. Wonderful show today, I promise you. No, not really. Not really. I'm just saying that just because. You know, I'm just, you know, it's just there. It's just there. So welcome, everybody. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live if you would like to get in touch with us, because we love listener interaction. Say what? Oh, my phone's going off. My phone's going. I feel so special.
It's probably Danielle says hi. She just called me.
And oh, yay.
I politely reminded her I was doing the show, and she's like, oh, yeah.
You should tell her to call the Skype line. call the studio. Be like, bitch, where are you?
I said bitch.
I did. I said bitch.
Did you say bitch?
I said bitch.
Capital B.
Yes. But we love Danielle.
I mean, that blow-up doll has got likeness.
Yeah, it does. I mean, look.
It just needs her little glasses on there. And
dude, yeah, where are her glasses?
You put her like little glasses on.
I believe she's wearing them, Matt.
That's
usually how that works. But
actually, this is Lindsay.
That's Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
That was the name on the box, at least.
They gave it a name?
I guess so.
Oh man, wow. That's weird.
What's funny is the chick on the box. They had like an actual person on the box that looked like Lindsay Lohan, but it obviously wasn't. And then in the box is a blow-up doll that looks nothing like either of them. I mean,
I'm, all right, so here's my thing. Why do you have a blow-up doll?
Why not?
He's got a point.
You do have a point.
You really can't argue with that.
I wasn't prepared for that statement to come back that way.
You really can't. That is, as soon as I got him on Skype, I'm like, that is awesome!
That is awesome. That is.
So for those that are not watching, you can watch us on Ustream on morelikeradio.com/live right above the chat room, and you can see our fill-in Danielle.
Yeah, you could fill her in, apparently.
So.
Oh, she's got many cavities.
Wow.
So every orifice is open.
Just to get that straight.
Wait, when Danielle comes home, are you and Lindsay going to be already in the couch and she's just going to be pissed? Is that what's going to happen?
They'll be in bed waiting for her.
Wow. Mount bow wow.
Little three-way action, huh? All right.
All right.
Just don't let Godzilla pop her before you get back. She gets back.
Challenge accepted.
Achievement unlocked.
Wait a minute. I want video.
I don't want video of that. I don't want video of Greg.
Why the hell would you want video of that?
So I can show it to everybody.
I'm pretty sure we don't have the clearance to put that on.
We can censor it. We can censor it. We can put Godzilla right in front of everything.
That's a big blackout.
I know, right?
We'll just call it an eclipse.
But it'd be funny. It'd be funny. So, yeah, because I'm a sports fan, I will say congratulations to the Red Sox for going to the World Series.
Thank you, thank you. That was exciting.
I will say that the series was pretty exciting. A couple of the games, the Red Sox kind of pulled it out of their asses.
That's what we did.
But a win is a win.
Right.
A win is a win. And you guys know me. I'm a Yankee fan, so I will never root for the Red Sox.
They're
on their way, so good for them.
Thank you.
Will they win? Who knows? Anything's possible.
On the other hand, though, we will be back next year, all right? We're getting McCann.
Well, that's the thing.
That's next year. Let's talk about this year's World Series.
But that's the thing. A lot of the Yankees, they were all hurt.
And old.
Old, yeah. Some of them were retiring. You know, it was not the greatest year for the Yankees, but it happens. It happens.
I think the Yankees can rebuild.
You guys as Red Sox fans should know. I mean, you guys went 80-something years before you got a World Series back.
Yeah, and, you know? I mean, last year we were so terrible last year, and to go from that to this, and really not really introducing any big players, big names that you would
exactly.
Really, that's what made this year
exactly.
so great for fans, because it's like the fans got in touch. They are really in touch with the players and vice versa. They have this – and. They feed off of it, and you know, there's so many like big names that are just coming out of there that you'll probably go to another team and you won't hear anything about.
Yeah.
But they go to the Red Sox and they have that personality. They're a personality team. But last night's Grand Slam, I was in
Everybody.
A zombie pub crawl in Massachusetts, and 1,000 zombies in a bar let loose and went crazy,
well,
and everything when that
sure,
happened.
Sure, it's
so
Boston.
It was awesome.
It's Boston.
Yeah, we missed it. I was really pissed. We were both exhausted and passed out ridiculously early.
Oh,
I was DJing, so yeah.
I was recovering.
What else is new? I'm always DJing. Go figure.
All I know is there's talk about the Yankees offseason because like, oh, they're going to do $300 million in contracts. I just found out with all the free agents, they currently have $89 million committed for 2014.
Wow.
Already?
For the Yankees? Wow.
Well, there's a lot of free agents, but...
Well, honestly, and I'm going to put this out on a limb, they should get rid of A-Rod, and that'll free up some more money.
They should. Well, he's going to be suspended, so I think they're actually going to save money.
Yeah, but he's fighting it.
Why are you...
He's actually suing the Major League.
Yeah, he's got the ball sack to do that.
Yeah, and at the same time, I'm like, dude, just stop. Just quit.
I, for one, hope that he doesn't win because fuck A-Rod.
I honestly really don't think he's going to. I don't think he's going to. I think it's going to come back to bite him in the ass big time. Okay? Because the only thing about suing the Major League that's going to be in his favor is he's going to be able to play next year. That's the only thing that's going to be in his favor.
And do what?
He doesn't do shit.
He doesn't do shit. He basically makes a lot of money for doing absolutely nothing.
Say that again, Greg?
Say he's going to get booed by his own team. He's going to get beaned by the Red Sox again.
It's true. We would do that.
What's going to happen? Every team in the Major League is going to just keep beaning him and booing him.
Yeah.
Although, like, some teams shouldn't. Like, the Red Sox, for example. And I get, you know, the Red Sox are the ones who like to poke fun at this the most.
Right.
But, they did knowingly trade for Eric Gagne, despite knowing that he was a steroid taker, and when he's off the juice, he's horrible.
Yeah.
Because he's one, like, the Mitchell report actually said that, where they were going to acquire him much earlier than they had, but they initially didn't because they were like, well, he's, you know, he's one of those guys who's not confident in his stuff unless he's roiding up.
Yeah, you know, I really can't argue with that.
And give him fake steroids. Give him like a placebo.
That's what you need to do. Like, oh, yeah, you're so totally juicing it, bro. Look at those arms.
Totally, man.
Look at those arms. You're totally juicing.
Involuntary spasm. Oh, he flexed out. Good night.
They knowingly traded for Gagne despite doing that kind of homework.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand. You know, it's all money and whatever, but...
And also, listen, I know for that Clemens and A-Rod are shitbags with this. Like, Pettit is, you know, like, you can believe his explanation, and he just full-on was like, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He admitted it.
Yeah,
he admitted it, and it was less of a problem for him. And it was. It was completely less of a problem for him.
Yeah. Well, because, A, unlike Clemens and A-Rod, Andy Pettit's likable.
Yes. Because Andy Pettit admits to his mistakes, number one. And number two, he's got no problem going up to people and saying hi.
Yep.
He's very personable. He's, like you said, likable.
Yeah.
And it's not all about him.
Hey, guys. You carrying? Oh, okay. Nice to meet you.
Oh, man.
I mean, sometimes you just take a gamble on players for whatever reason or just keep them around. I don't know. I don't understand. It seems to be kind of a New York thing, I've noticed, except for certain teams. Like, the Mets is the only team I've seen where they really, even though they know that they have some, like, bum teams,
mm-hmm.
they don't, like, hate a player on the team so much as, if you look at the Yankees, they have, like, a great team and a great, obviously, franchise, but then they hate A-Rod.
Yeah.
And then you got the Jets hate Mark Sanchez. They, like, totally mock him all the time.
Yes.
And even with Eli Manning, like, they hate Eli Manning, but they love the Giants. It's I don't know if it's a New York thing where, like, they can love the team but hate a player.
Eli Manning.
What? Say that again?
Nobody hates Eli Manning.
Yes, they do. Come on.
Dude,
come
on. He's playing like shit right now, but nobody hates him.
I mean, they don't hate him, but
like
they make
the
fun of him.
The
they're not like
a bad name.
Well,
Greg, here's the thing though. Like, and I don't know if you've lived in the Boston area, So I'm saying
no.
Being a lot of Giants fans who, leading up to like, unless it's the year directly after a Super Bowl win for the Giants, they cannot stand Eli Manning or Tom Coughlin. Like,
well, Tom Coughlin, I can understand.
The Crypt Keeper?
I can't understand that. I think he's amazing.
I actually like Tom Coughlin. I actually do. I'm not a hater of him. I respect him and a lot of the players.
Right.
I don't necessarily respect, like, the whole, oh, well, we did this, we did that. Recognize that your team lucked out in getting to where they got, and that
you did
what you did. But don't make it sound like you're the greatest franchise to ever, you know, play the game. You know, you have a couple Super Bowls, but what's realistic? Those Super Bowls were mired in, like, very close games and everything else.
Right.
And Eli Manning, like,
you,
I hear all the time, he's a good quarterback. You don't throw. He leads the league in interceptions. This is his third year. 10 years in the league, or whatever it is, he's been in the league. 3 years he's led the league in interceptions. He could shatter the record. And on top of that, he doesn't have, like, great numbers to get in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's got two Super Bowls, but so do a lot of people. Ben Roethlisberger's got two Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have Big Ben than Eli sometimes. Because
here's the thing. Like, here's the thing, though. Here's the tip as far as Eli Manning's concerned. Here's the majority of the Giants fans' cycle as far as Eli Manning. 1 year, Giants either barely make the playoffs or don't make the playoffs. Oh, God, Eli sucks. He's not a good quarterback. When are we going to get rid of him? The next year, they do their typical slow start and then get hot at the right time and win the Super Bowl. Then they start saying, you can't spell elite without Eli. Shit.
Oh, God.
And then for a year after that, they're still drinking the Eli Manning Kool-Aid, but the Giants don't make the playoffs or get eliminated the first round.
Mm-hmm.
The year after, it's, oh, God, Eli sucks. I hate him. And then it's a couple more years of that. Super Bowl.
Okay.
It's very much a cycle. With Jets fans and Mark Sanchez, have you seen Mark Sanchez play? Because Mark Sanchez is terrible. Any team should hate him. Look at what Texans fans are doing with Matt Schaub.
Yeah, that's brutal. Like what they did to Matt Schaub, they should be ashamed.
Yeah, like, but you know, Matt Schaub had a pretty good response to that, saying that, you know, my job is to play so much better that by the end of the season they're buying a new jersey of mine.
It's all about sales.
It's true.
And as far as the Yankees, you've got to remember, too, A-Rod was brought in, a lot of hype. He struggled in the playoff. Remember, his first year with the Yankees.
Oh, it was horrible. I never wanted him. I never wanted him on the Yankees. It was the worst thing they could have done.
Who are you talking about?
A-Rod.
Everyone's got to remember, his first year with the Yankees was 2004.
And he hasn't done shit since.
He had one good postseason in 2009.
As a matter of fact, when was the last time the Yankees won a World Series?
2009. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's still not bad if you
think... It's not bad, but it's still, that's bullshit.
Well, and like, here's the thing, too. Any team that's won the most championships in their league, they're going to have fans who consistently expect titles. And then you add to that the fact that the team that happens to have that distinction in baseball is also based in New York, which is the number one media market, and also like an over-obsessed with sports media market.
Yeah, way too over-obsessed.
So when that happens, plus, let's face it, the Yankees have a history as far as classier players than A-Rod. Like, granted, Mickey Mantle had a few things, but they were always covered up.
Yeah.
But for the most part.
But at the same time, that was a different time, too.
Yeah, those times were different.
That was a different time.
Yeah. Like, you weren't seeing them in the tabloids, like, banging Madonna, or you don't see the soon-to-be ex-wife wearing a fuck you t-shirt.
And they did drugs for fun, not because it helped their performance.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They womanized, drank, and smoked cigars. That's what they did.
Yeah. Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth was a womanizer. He was a terrible person a lot of times.
And look how fat he was.
Yes.
He was a fat slob.
He was the Roy Big Country Nelson of baseball.
Yes. But he knew how to play, and he did it great.
And he was very much like a gregarious person.
And like, not
he was
only
the
that.
Life party.
Not only that, but he had that home run record without all the steroids and without the other performance-enhancing drugs and anything else, because a lot of them didn't even exist at that time.
But you also got to remember, too, and it goes back to this debate. A lot of those guys that set these records, they did it pre this, like the Spanish and African-American influxuation of athletes, and we all know that. They excelled in a lot, and every sport almost, except for hockey and a few others, but they excel in those kind of sports. Huh?
Sorry.
Say that again.
except for hockey, I said it, except for hockey. Shit, what did I say?
I think you said swimming.
And swimming?
Oh, yeah, and swimming. Yeah, and well,
that goes without saying the swimming part, but I didn't want to.
Dude, let's go
for JT to say that kind of thing.
Let's go for a swim, man. It would be awesome.
And I do want to point something out, a couple things out, too. One, I mentioned how Babe Ruth was. A-Rod, on the other hand.
Wrong one.
A-Rod is very much like, he's a bit of a prima donna.
No.
He's a little bitch.
He's not pretty much a prima donna.
He is a prima donna.
He is. He is. If there's anybody,
the world was invented for him.
Yeah.
Like, and granted, you know, I mean, it's the Yankees, and they're not exactly prima donnas, but I don't know. There's a certain air about
entitlement.
Yeah, but
sense of entitlement.
But even then, even the fans are like, "Ew, get away, A-Rod, you pussy."
Yeah.
Motherfucker. But
I think that, like, the single-season home run records should all revert back to Roger Maris.
I mean,
you know what? I'm going to have to agree with him on that one.
Like, they should literally do a sec. Like, here's the messed-up thing with Roger Maris. They put an asterisk next to his record until well after he died.
Uh-huh.
Because he played a few more games than Babe Ruth.
Yep.
But they're not putting an asterisk next to Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, or Sammy Sosa, who were all roiding up.
But I'm going to play devil's advocate on this one. With Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, okay, yes, we all know they roided up because you can see just from their baseball cards the difference from their rookie season to when they broke the record. That's number one. Number two, yeah, at the time,
it still wasn't a big thing. It wasn't a controversy to have the performance-enhancing drugs. So I do understand putting an asterisk next to it because it helped them. But at the same time, Barry Bonds, on the other hand, who we know did it just so he could be the black man to do it, and nothing against, it's nothing against his race or anything, but we know he roided up. He was like three times the size of when he first started, and he was bigger than Mark McGwire. But no, he did not take performance-enhancing drugs. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that McGwire-Sosa home run chase...
was exciting!
That was the best thing in baseball in years.
It was the reason why Barry Bonds started doing steroids. Because look at what else happened that year. You had Barry Bonds, who at the time was still an average size but a five-tool player, had an unrecognized MVP season. And the Yankee, that was the year where the Yankees had the best record ever in baseball and then won the World Series. And all those took a backseat to that home run chase with two guys who we know now were taking performance-enhancing drugs.
Right. But at the same time, both of them pleaded the fifth. And they got away with it. Because they said, I don't know. I can't tell you yes. I can't tell you no. They kept their mouths shut. It was only until they started going through all the legal battles and everything that's when Mark McGwire came out and said, yeah, I did. It's over and done with now. He's got his record. He's in the record books. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame for it.
Well, I don't know, because you notice a lot of these guys who were from the steroid era who are now accused of it were originally locks to be voted in, aren't being voted in now. The press are making it a thing to not let them in.
Well, you know what? The press can kiss our ass and their ass, too, because honestly, the press is one of the reasons that it's escalated to what it is today.
Oh, yeah. Blatant hypocrisy aside.
Yeah.
Still, like, that's what they're going to pay for. These guys were roiding up to boost their numbers and help their Hall of Fame chances. Now they're probably not going to get in because of it. And these are guys who could have gotten in there without it. Like Roger Clemens.
Sure.
Roger Clemens, for a while, was the best pitcher in baseball.
That's why they called him the Rocket.
Yeah. He started taking steroids once he got a little older. That torpedoes his Hall of Fame chances. Mark McGwire could have gotten in without taking him. Rafael Palmeiro definitely could have gotten in there without taking him. And Palmeiro was up there at that Congress panel saying that he never took steroids.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
Like, that was the
bullshit.
Hilarious part.
Bullshit. I'm calling Bravo Sierra on that one.
Such a, like, that's more hypocritical than the press.
Yeah. But then again, so's Clemens, so yeah.
Yeah, good point. Jason Giambi could have made a case if it weren't for half of his time with the Yankees and his post-Yankees years.
Yeah, I can see that.
But, you know, if he had a better time, you know, if half those years the Yankees were better and then his post-Yankees years were better, he probably could have made a case.
Sure. But, you know, the other thing is, and I just want to make sure you guys can see where I'm coming from with this one. It just goes to show you that even though you take performance-enhancing drugs or steroids or whatever, when you're on the major league team and you get off them, you don't have skill. These are guys that are high-paying players that do not have any baseball skills, and they only got there because of those drugs.
And you know what's funny is the fact that WWE implemented a supposedly stricter steroid policy before baseball.
Yeah.
Granted, there's a lot of guys you can tell are obviously still roiding up once in a while. Jack Swagger, Ryback.
Sure.
But, yeah. Like...
But you also have the option of doing it in a healthy way, too.
Well,
you know,
not
just the performance enhancers, but, you know, the fact that there are ways to get big, healthy.
Yeah.
Without taking any type of drugs. There are.
Blood doesn't take any drugs.
Say what?
Godzilla doesn't take any drugs.
Damn right he doesn't.
Well, formates enhancing drugs at least.
I don't know. There's rumors that there's a little blue pill he's been popping.
Oh, rumors right now.
Since I mentioned WWE, I'll give two examples of guys who clearly aren't roiding up, but are still very strong. Brock Lesnar. He's just a corn-fed country boy.
Well, yeah.
I've seen him train. I saw a whole documentary on his training, and that guy is nuts.
He's insane.
I had no respect for him going into UFC and doing MMA. I had no respect for him going into that, and then I watched that video of him training, and now I'm a fan.
He's a monster.
Ridiculous.
He's a monster. And then Antonio Cesaro is a guy cut. He's a lot stronger than his build would suggest.
Watch him mark out. He's going to mark out.
I'm not going to mark out. I'm just going to say.
Liar.
Here it comes. He's infiltrated the show.
No, I saved my marking out for Wednesdays from 11 to 1.
Oh, okay.
Nerding in 3, 2.
But those are two guys that are strong guys without taking steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more stuff out there to do it naturally, or supplements and vitamins that are out there. Like, we know a lot more now than we ever did, and we'll continue to grow. So, of course, like, the guys of today are going to have advantage over the guys of yesteryears. But in the same sense, like I said, if you grew up and set those records back when there was no, you know, interracial league, or it was basically it just starting, like basketball, mm-hmm. baseball. If you're playing in those times where people get better over time, we learn better, we teach better. So people that are playing now, back then probably would be monsters.
Sure.
Like, to a degree, because it's just the way the games have always changed. So it's like, to me, all right, if you don't do performance enhancing drug, that's great. But if you get big, like, well, it's not fair. They have access to stuff. Well, back then, Babe Ruth didn't have to worry about going against some of these pitchers who are from freaking Guatemala or Dominican Republic that could throw 102 yep. mile an hour fastball every single time.
Yeah.
So not even you can't sit there and say Babe Ruth's going to be able to hit all these pitches, or Roger Maris, or any of these, like, basically pitchers, and also the Japanese. You know, those that type of pitching Japanese style that came into the U.S. only in the last 20 years, really, and maybe in the last 10 years has become more popular.
Right.
They didn't have to go against that. And so that's why I say it's like, you know, okay, well, those guys back in the day, they set the record. They did it right. But they didn't have to play against the same level of competition that guys today now have to play.
Right.
So,
you know what, though? Like, also, with Babe Ruth, we're also forgetting the fact that back when Babe Ruth was playing, black players were relegated to the Negro Leagues.
Yeah. He didn't play against anyone. There wasn't – look at – I mean, Hank Aaron. Look, when we started getting more African-Americans in baseball, I mean, Hank Aaron was just destroying things. We had, you know, Jackie Robinson. I mean, what that meant to baseball and stuff. But you think about it, it's – you know, for a lot of years, we didn't have, you know, the league where it was all mixed up, and we had people from all different races and backgrounds and stuff. So now you get to see a better idea of people's abilities now.
Yeah.
But – baseball, I still think, is the hardest thing to do, because I've tried to hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and It's hard as hell. So if you've got to have the hand-eye coordination. Yeah. These guys are, they're juicing, that's it. No. Juice or not, you've got to have the hand-eye coordination to read that pitcher, hit that ball at the mm-hmm. right time. So it's hard. I mean, it's harder than a lot of things, I think.
If you want to join in the conversation, give us a call, 860-506-5312. We'd love to hear from you.
And can I point out, because we were talking about UFC for a second, Cain Velasquez and Josh Barnett are the top two heavyweights in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what Velasquez did to Junior Dos Santos last night was just domination.
Oh, I didn't see it. Sorry. I had the Red Sox game on because I had no choice.
All right. Well,
I mean, who said that?
The fight was finished in 5 rounds, but... and Dos Santos, it was a good fight. It was a war, but it was one of those a little more one-sided, because just Velasquez was all over Dos Santos. Like, he wore him out. Like, Dos Santos was gassed after round two.
That's rough. 2 rounds and you're already gassed?
Well, heavyweights are usually like that anyways. That's why I don't like watching the fights. I like the light heavyweights.
But, Velasquez and Dos Santos are two of the smaller heavyweights, and they're both... and have really good cardio. Just the way that Velasquez was making Dos Santos work. Like, he did four rounds worth of work in two rounds because of what Velasquez was doing.
Oh, nice. Sorry, I'm like discombobulated for a minute here.
There he is.
I lost stuff. That's not good.
And Daniel Cormier is now moving down to light heavyweight because he's like, because he's a training partner of Cain Velasquez.
Ah, very nice. Very nice indeed.
So they're never going to fight. So he's thinking, all right, I'm just going to go down there and challenge John Jones.
Makes sense.
Because John Jones is one of the most talented, but not one of the most likable people in UFC right now.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, I love the UFC. Wow. Wow.
Rewind.
No. This is
fan of the Trojans, are you?
This is rewind. There we go. UFC, but I kind of lost interest in it. I
don't know anybody in the UFC anymore. I used to know everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
it's too many now.
It's too many, and even with that, you have the MMA now. You have all these different
Bellator, all that.
Yeah, it's you can't keep up with it anymore. You know.
You know what's funny with Bellator? There's a guy who fights for Bellator, who back in the day when I was about 5 or 6 years younger and was doing like mixed martial arts classes and was in much better shape than I am even now, let alone, you know, a couple months ago. One of my instructors fights for Bellator.
Really?
Yeah. His name's Lyman Good.
Ooh.
Is he good?
Yeah, he wins.
That was the worst joke ever.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
of all time.
Oh, come
the
on.
Only thing UFC has going for it now is that's why Dana White's so freaking smart because he found that chick Ronda Rousey.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if any of you have heard of her or seen her, but
yeah.
One, she's nasty. She'll destroy anybody. And two, she's freaking gorgeous. There's not been any other female fighters, like even female boxing or anything, that have been that sexy and still been able to kill you.
Oh wait, no. I gotta go with Gina Carano.
Gina Carano too, and then Misha Tate.
Gina Carano's so hot. I want. It's wrong, but I want.
I want.
At least just once. Just one time. I want her to kick my ass
she
just
put
once.
You in the Hucklebuck.
The
Hucklebuck.
The Hucklebuck. I love it.
Nice yeah, no, one. I cannot wait for that match for the Ultimate Fighter's coach fight between Rousey and Tate.
Oh, yeah.
It should be. It really should be interesting. But
they always fight at the end too when they bring it to the actual episodes.
Yep.
Where you know the finalists, or whatever, the coaches fight too.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, you know, it's their team, so obviously the coaches got to go up against each other. So while they're training their team, they also have to train themselves for the fight.
Right.
And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the good thing about UFC is sometimes, depending on the competitor, there is actual blood between them.
Yeah.
You know, right. there's a lot
like
of
Ken Shamrock and BJ Penn.
Oh, shit.
Oh, not just
man, that was my favorite one so far.
Not just BJ Penn.
No, mine was Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin. That's that very first fight they had. That was my favorite one.
Let's see.
If you can find last night's pay-per-view, like via download or something, watch the Diego Sanchez Gilbert Melendez fight.
Wait, what was there was another thing that Ken Shamrock had like a lot of beef with.
He had a lot of beef with everyone, man. It's Ken Shamrock.
He had a lot of beef with Triple H recently.
Oh no, I think it was Ortiz. It was Shamrock and Ortiz, wasn't it?
Was it Ortiz?
Yeah, they used to fight back in the day.
AKA
yeah,
a series.
I think that's what it was. Yes, it was BJ Penn and what was his name? It was another little dude.
George St. Pierre.
No.
Frankie Edgar?
I think so, yeah. He was like a kind of edgy-looking dude with tattoos and all that shit.
Severin! Nah. Dan Severin!
No.
They had a lot of bad blood between the two of them.
Well, yeah, Dan Severin was a giant Greek Greco-Roman fucking monster.
I'm sorry. That was my favorite feud with Ken Shamrock ever. Especially when they both got hired by WWE, and the feud just got bigger and bigger between them.
Well, Shamrock also had it with Tito Ortiz.
Yeah.
And then Tito Ortiz had... I feel like Tito Ortiz was, like, always the bad guy that, like, Dana White, like, I need you to feud with somebody. It's almost like a Vince McMahon thing. I need you to feud. Because if you look at all, like, the big fights and, like, the shit-talking, especially in the very beginning of UFC becoming popular after they had all those pay-per-views, Tito Ortiz was always the Huntington, like, Beach bad boy, and he's, like, talking shit to everyone.
Right.
Randy Couture,
yep.
Chuck Liddell... All that. He was just all up in your face. And Chuck, I always loved Chuck Liddell because he was always so chill. He's like, yeah, whatever, bro. I'll knock your face off. It's cool.
He was just straight up bar brawler.
Yeah. He had that knockout.
Someone with no talent or training or like technical abilities, he got pretty far in the UFC.
Yeah. He just went in there and was like, okay, cool. And then just he'd catch you with that punch and it was it. That's all she wrote.
Yeah.
Anywhere near that punch, it's over.
Sucked? When most of the Pride guys went to UFC and started losing. That sucked for me.
Wait a minute.
Pride fighting was, for a while, the top organization.
Yeah. It was all Asians. All I ever saw was
Are we disconnected
Rampage
from the stream?
Against a bunch of Asians.
Are we disconnected from the stream?
I have no idea.
I know. Stream cut in and out, but and we just lost Punchy.
Oh.
But, do me a favor. Go click on the audio, and let me just see if the audio's coming up. It's not plugged into the board, so we don't have to worry about it leaking through and echoing. But yeah, I got messages on our WhatsApp saying that we got disconnected from the stream. Weird. Very weird. But Punchy died.
Died?
Punchy's offline. He died. There he is. Nope, not back yet. He'll be back. Because it still says I'm broadcasting live on the audio stream, and even the Ustream's up and running. So I don't freaking know.
No, either.
I don't know. RKO Boston says Ryback, John Cena. Shameless plug for people that are roiding up. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. Join us. We got a lot of people in there. Some people are still there from the secret show of the Fifth Circle last night.
Very weird, but Punchy's online.
What is that?
I think that's Greg.
Oh.
It still says I'm broadcasting live.
Yep. That's Greg.
What? Did I die?
No, the echo.
The echo's me?
Yeah, the echo's you.
RKO Boston says,
"Oh, okay, hold
John
on."
Cena,
see, right. We got double the show.
Yeah,
the price of one.
Apparently, I was watching this show.
Oh, you want to see Lindsay? There's Lindsay.
There's Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. How you doing,
Greg? I'd like to take your sex toy out on a date.
Yeah, man. Might want to wash it down first.
Oh!
I think the cavities are a little too big for you now.
There he is.
It's okay. I can do the hip rotation inside.
We got Punchy coming back now. Hopefully, anyway. While we're waiting for Punchy to come back, here he is.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry. My internet. I cannot wait to get a new laptop because my internet connection. It's not the internet. It's the computer. Like some sort of network adapter.
Hold on. Phew. And I sneezed into the microphone anyway. I hit the wrong mute button.
Awesome.
Epic fail.
Epic. Well, I was talking about how Pride, man. I thought was better than UFC as far as like quality fights for a while.
Yeah.
And it sucked when a lot of the guys, like Crow Cop, for example, went there and just lost more, you know, a lot of fights in UFC.
I love seeing him kick people.
Huh?
I love seeing him kick people. That dude had the biggest legs in the UFC.
Or Fedor, when he eventually started losing fights. I was like, oh, yeah. Sucks.
Damn it! Damn like, it all.
The funny part was, though, like, you look at the people that he lost to, and, like, he beat some of the best at the time.
I'm
going to
slap the stupid out of you, boy.
I didn't even touch anything. What the hell just happened?
Uh-oh. The Sully effect's happening.
But,
Damn it!
For example, Fedor beat, like, Mark Hunt. He beat Mirko Krokop. He beat Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira. He beat, Mark Coleman. He beat Josh Barnett, I believe. Or I don't think they might not have fought ever, actually. But either way. And then consecutively, he loses to Fabricio Werdum, Antonio Silva, and Dan Henderson.
That's a lot to lose.
In a row.
Yeah.
And then he even beat, like, two longtime UFC champions, Tim Sylvia and Andrei Arlovsky.
Interesting.
Like, it was ridiculous.
Thank you for a UFC update. I just felt like I got a UFC history lesson, like, from you. It's like, oh, UFC was founded in 1990.
Screw you guys. I'm going to watch NASCAR.
Who watches NASCAR? A lot of people watch NASCAR.
Make a left turn.
Complicated.
Make a left turn.
They actually do have races with right turns. I found that out this year.
Yes, they do. I think they, from my understanding, there's two different tracks that they do right-hand turns. And that's not counting the street races that they do, too. All right, let's change gears a little bit. We're going to do this.
Stupid calendar time.
Yay.
Stupid calendar. We haven't done it in a while, so we're going to do it this time. Family Feud host. You know, it's really sad when the Family Feud host is Steve Harvey.
Oh, my God.
Boy. You know what's also really bad? Remakes of classic movies starring Steve Harvey.
Good point.
Movies in general with Steve Harvey.
There you go. There you go.
Great movies never start with the following pitch, and it's going to star Steve Harvey.
All right.
New hashtag.
New hashtag. For
new
the
hashtag.
Oh, boy.
Good movies never it never starts with.
Oh, all right. Here's the question from Family Feud. So you guys ready?
Yeah.
Name something imported from Italy. Adam?
Wine.
All right. Lindsay? No, not Greg. Lindsay.
Pizza?
All right. Now, Greg?
Spaghetti.
All right. And Punchy.
I'm going to go with, you know what, because we got so many alcoholics, I'm going to go with wine.
Also. All right. Adam said wine.
Oh, it's got to be something different.
Yeah, something different. Something different. Think of it this way. It's Family Feud.
All right. Good point. Oh, wow. What can I go with here? Parmesan.
All right. See what I did there? See what I did there, people? All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
The contestant answered, Rome. Go.
Oh, man.
Hey, another great import from Italy, the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
Colosseum.
The Colosseum.
The Vatican.
Gladiator.
How about Catholicism?
There you go.
Oh.
There you go. Screw the Vatican. Wait, the Vatican mafia? 1 or 2?
Child molestation? Chief expert
no, no, no,
of the Vatican?
Weird guys with bad hairlines in the Midwest started that.
There, he's got a point.
What?
And Greece weird, actually also started.
Weird guys with bare hairlines.
The organized crime. That's an import from Italy.
That is true. But this guy answered, Rome! Of all the freaking things, Rome! How the hell do you import a goddamn city?
Gaudy gold chains? Tracksuits?
Attached to wallets.
Too much hair gel?
Greasers.
Bad techno?
Guineas?
Hairy chests?
Well, that's
Super Mario! There you go!
Technically yes, technically no.
I know. Luigi, see? There you go.
By the way, did I tell you what I went as last night for the zombie pub crawl? Got a ton of people that took pictures. I went as Zombie Duffman.
No way.
I have pictures I will show you. And I want them for next week.
I want to show everybody it was, for next week.
I had so many people come up to like Duffman, and I was like, hey, kids. I was giving out beers and stuff. It was awesome.
All right, this one's for Tuesday, October 15th. This is tech support and a caller. You're going to be the caller this time. I'm going to do tech support.
Okay.
Because I break shit, so I'm going to be tech support today. Can I mute you for 1 minute while I look at your bill, please? If you need me, I can hear you, but you won't hear me back for 2 minutes. But again, if you need me, just call out. I can hear you.
Sure, no problem. Seconds of silence. woman yells, "Bubba, you get away from that that dog there. That ain't natural."
Where's JT?
Oh my God.
This is so JT's thing.
I know.
Well, what do you think he's doing right now?
Oh. Well, no, he is doing tech support.
I'm sure he is.
He is. That's what he does. He's a tech support caller person.
The dog's supposed to smell your ass, not the other way around.
We should so call him and
gas mask or gas sack. That's what it
was. I should ask him, like, dude, what's your office phone number?
Oh man, we should do that for next week. Prank call JT.
Well, we don't want to get him fired.
No, we don't.
Because you know the calls are recorded.
Yeah, but what's gonna get him fired? If we're just he doesn't know it's us.
It's not going to get him fired if we're being shitheads.
That's true.
The fact that he's able to keep his composure will work well for him.
Yeah, but it's this show. He never keeps his composure. All right, this is for Wednesday the 16th. This is menu items in Turkey. Water burrito.
Water burrito?
Yes, water burrito.
All right.
I mean, eating burritos make you shit water.
That's true. Swarf burrito.
Swarf burrito?
Yes, SWARF burrito.
What?
I have no idea what that is. Someone look that up.
Dyslexic smurf.
Is that swarma? What is swarma?
Shwarma.
No, it's not shwarma. Tony Stark.
And, of course, the last one. The hell was that?
Is that turkeys?
No, that's freaking my. She'll sit in front of me, go raw, raw, and like half the time she'll yawn while she's doing it. Sounds really weird. She has to go out, so she's sitting there staring at me, making a loud noise.
I'm gonna slap the stupid out of you, boy.
That was so weird. Yeah. I gotta isolate that now. When was that? 12:46. I'm gonna write that down. Well, I did. All right, this is the last one. Opening Burnito.
Opening Burnito?
Burnito. Burnito. Opening Burnito.
At least we know what's going to do to your butthole. Burnito.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
There's a burnt toe in your butthole.
Can we make them called Burrito Nato?
Dude! New sci-fi movie.
Burrito Nato.
Burrito Nato.
It still doesn't have the same ringtone to it. It doesn't.
But it's going to stink.
It really will.
Like Sharknado.
There you
Sharknado
go.
Sharknado was awesome, and they're making a sequel.
I know. That's the sad part.
Yeah, because it got the most ironic 80% rating on Rotten Tomatoes ever.
Yeah, but it's become a cult classic. Look at all these stupid movies that are like everyone loves them. That's just awesome.
All right, sir. This is for the 17th. This is from the Longmont Times Call. A Longmont woman reported Thursday that someone broke into her home on the 1200 block of Sumner Street and switched hardware in her computer with identical hardware that doesn't work. There are no leads. Go.
I'm what?
Yeah. Yeah. She reported Thursday that someone broke into her home.
Right.
Switched out hardware from her computer.
Right.
For identical hardware that doesn't work. There are no leads. Go.
It's these damn tech gnomes. They just keep coming in your house and screw up your shit when you're sleeping.
They do that. Just like they take underwear, and then they're like, step one, underwear.
Step two, socks.
I was so gonna play that, you bastards.
Step two. Step three, profit. What's step two? We don't
socks.
Know.
We don't know.
You gotta get this. Oh, one sock? Oh, yeah. We'll just leave that one random sock in there.
We don't know. I swear people are so freaking dumb, it's not even funny anymore.
It's true.
I weep for humanity. All right. This is for the 18th. Glynn County, Georgia, Police Chief Matt Doering. That's a weird last name. Doering. D-O-E-Ring.
Doering.
Doering.
during.
We are not looking for any known suspects. That doesn't say that there are no suspects. They're just not known to us. Go.
Well, clearly the suspects are not known to you. That's why you're looking for them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Also, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure that the absence of evidence will help find evidence that will fill the absence of the evidence.
I'm just saying, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
Are you sure?
Maybe.
I think the important thing is we need to encourage kids today to
not do
of
drugs.
Evidence,
yeah, yeah.
To do more abstinence of evidence.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
Very, yeah. Yeah. It's very true.
So true.
So true. So, yeah, not gonna, don't want to, you know, leave stuff around.
Maybe you don't want to have that condom just laying out there.
Mm. Yeah, you want to make sure to get rid of certain things.
Maybe the bloody glove.
Some stuff that, you know, won't tie you to where you were.
Maybe don't drive away in a white Bronco, just saying.
At full speed on the highway.
With blood all over the inside of your car.
Going 70 miles per hour.
With evening news choppers chasing you.
And, you know, make sure the glove doesn't fit.
You know? Maybe.
Is that
okay, yeah, you got that going for you.
See, I can go higher than you. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we'll just go with that. All right, this is for October 19th, Saturday. Sign at a protest rally in California. I love protest rallies. You know why I love protest rallies so much? Nobody knows what the hell they're protesting. Ever. Ever. Here's the sign. California! A glaring example of liberal failure. Go.
Wow. Is that their new, like, tagline for they're going to start getting people to come up?
Move to wonderful California, where we're a glaring example of liberal failure.
What's an example of liberal success, then?
Glaring example of liberal success is what a liberal success would be.
He makes a great point.
Point taken.
Exactly. Moving on. This is for Sunday, the 20th. It's today. Ad for Sekchimini candy? What the hell is that?
You don't even know what the hell it is. I don't want to eat anything.
Sekchimini.
Sacagawea candy. All right.
Cool. Sacagawea. Oh, yeah.
Native American candy. Got it.
Sacagawea. That's not my name. Once you taste it, you will find it irresistible.
Chicago.
For a second.
That's a tag on a half of my penis.
Yep. Once you taste it, you will find it irresistible for a second.
My new pickup line.
It has magical powers that it can grant. You just have to rub it and kiss it sometimes.
Gotta rub it and kiss it and drink all the juice.
You're good to go.
How'd this show get so weird while I was outside?
Stupid calendar.
You guys.
Stupid calendar.
I've been looking at Lindsay this whole time. She's been eyeballing me, Greg. I'm just giving you a heads up. She has been eye fucking me this whole time.
Yeah. I mean, look
well,
at her.
That's the only kind of fucking you're getting from her, so.
Oh,
her mouth says differently.
Mm. Oh, snap.
That's my sex box. Her name is Sonay.
Aw, snap. All right, let's see. I'm trying to get my commercials here, and somebody moved things again.
It happens. It must have been that damn tech gnome.
No, yeah, I think they cleaned out the frickin' Dropbox again.
Probably. Tech gnome. Well, they had to clean out the Comic-Con stuff because, well...
Well, the Comic-Con stuff was already cleaned out. We copied that.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into once we get back from break, that's for sure.
And that'll be rant time.
Yeah, Punchy's going to go on a really, really big rant.
Okay, I'll make sure I...
Oh, yeah, he's going to... It's going to be fun, that's for sure. It's going to be excellent. I'm just working on the commercials here because, you know, I kind of need them here because... God forbid we have them in one folder to That should never get changed. Just saying. So anyway, let's see. Nope, that's not the one I wanted. Son of a... I really need a frickin'... I need an intern. I'm tired of doing this shit all by myself.
Yeah, I need an intern too. Mostly to drive me to comedy shows.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. All right. When we come back, Punchy will go on his wonderful rant about Comic-Con. We also have Greg's Best of Craigslist today.
Wow.
Yep. We still have that. We also have the Dumbass of the Week and a couple of articles that I want to go over with everybody. So, we got plenty of time. We got a whole hour to kill still. Let's see. I forgot what I was doing.
I feel like that happens a lot more than what it should.
It should. I don't know why. I just forget.
Just apologize for party rocking.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. That is something that I cannot do. I'm sorry. You can't make me. What? Can't hear you. Can't hear you, Adam. What? I can't hear you. Your microphone's on. Your voice is just not coming out.
What? Ellie... Donut, a large Coke.
What? You want to fart out a donut and a large Coke?
I think I'll probably end up doing that in a little while, yes.
Oh, all right. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. Let's see here. Sorry, we're stalling because that's just what we do. All right, when we come back, we get all of that. So you're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We'll be right back, I promise.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show. You're listening to The Sully Show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just $11.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God!
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, 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 God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not painful that.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio. Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious! Let's say it 3 more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Wow, down, bow down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Tune in to More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio with Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes?
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show with guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne to do the audio bits.
Markout Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. This is it, the apocalypse.
Join Marianne and Kitty on Daytime Divas, where Marianne's milkshake brings all the creepers to the yard, and their life is better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. Daytime Divas, Thursdays at 8. Join Marianne and Kitty on Daytime Divas, where Marianne's milkshake brings all the creepers to the yard, and their life is better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. Daytime Divas, Thursdays at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Ah, yes. Welcome back to the Sully Show. Here on More Like Radio. That was a wonderful break. We didn't do much.
No.
Mainly because I was struggling with the freaking commercials, but that's besides the point.
Sully, you'll be pleased to hear that.
Can we what? Can we what?
I said you'll be pleased to hear the Jets moving ball in New England.
Hey, what?
Hey, don't tell me what's going on. Don't tell me what's going on.
Oh, that's right. Jets and Patriots are playing today.
Yeah, it starts right now.
Wah.
I was saying you'll be pleased to hear that the Jets are moving the ball in New England.
Ah.
Oh, wait, we're actually playing football?
Yep.
I mean, who said that?
I'm not worried.
I'm not really worried either, to be honest. I'm like, whatever.
You know, it's a sad state of affairs when the Jets are the best football team in New York.
That is also true.
You know, I got to go with them on that one.
It's like the Mets being the best team in New York in baseball any year that happens.
It's happened a couple times.
It has happened. 1986.
Two or three times.
1986. I don't want to like this stupid page. I hate when people do that. They send me, like, everybody's got to have a fan page now. Right. Everybody. I have a fan page for my cat. I don't care. It's your cat.
Cats are idiots. They really are just stupid.
Bastards.
Mine are just annoying.
Bastards. Morons. Hey, I can see Rex Ryan in the background. Look at that.
Yep.
And for those that are paying attention on Ustream, I'll show you. Look. Football in the back. It's a little blurry, but it's all right. It's there.
It's there. It's there. I've moved my positioning, so if it goes to my screen, the game will be on.
Oh, nice, nice. But your curtain's kind of...
creepy.
Yeah, it makes everything a little bright.
Those were there when we got the house.
Yeah. Are we going for a touchdown?
Pretty much.
Like, wow. All right, I'm gonna go do my fanboy thing. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Go for it. They're doing better than the Giants, that's for sure.
At this point, who isn't doing better than the Giants?
Good point!
I'll say who.
Whoa, everyone all at once. Whoa.
I was going to say, the only team not doing better than the Giants is the Jaguars.
Greg, what did you just say?
I'm hoping for an 0-16 season. I think that'd be awesome.
What'd you say?
I'm hoping for an 0-16 season.
And what about you, Adam?
I was saying even the Jags are doing better in some ways.
All right. Oof. It's like everybody all at once. I'm like, wow! Too many voices.
Think about this, though. If the Giants have a really horrible record, they may wind up being the team to get Jadeveon Clowney.
You never know.
Well, we already know that the Jags are going to end up getting a quarterback.
Yeah, they're getting
Bridgewater. Get a quarterback.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter, draft pick or not, they're going to get him.
True.
Number two will probably either get a quarterback or Jadeveon Clowney.
Unless Clowney decides to just clown around some more and his stock value drops.
How did we get into football talk again?
It happens.
Because the Jets-Patriots game is on.
All right, well, I'm going to do this. There, it's dead. Moving on!
It's a zombie. It never dies.
Headshot.
Dead.
These are Return of the Living Dead zombies. That doesn't kill them.
That'll stop them, but it won't kill them.
It's a better zombie than the kind that has its own mop and listens to bad radio shows.
Let's get it electrocuted. All right. I wanted to bring this up before we get into Punchy's Comic-Con wonderful rant, because I can't wait for him to actually go off. This is going to be great. But I wanted to talk about this. An Ohio woman was charged in a theft of $2.87 from a fountain.
What?
Yes. You heard me right, folks. A Western Ohio woman was charged with petty theft for allegedly stealing $2.87 from a courthouse fountain. Says she is jobless and took the change to buy food.
I'm guessing she's into crack. And touchdown Jets, but...
Yay!
I'm guessing she's way into crack.
Wow, you should have just seen Adam cringe. He just cringed. He just went, damn it. Relax. Brady's going to freaking go up the field.
It's the return of Gronk.
So what?
Just saying. Gronk smash. Yeah, yes. He's got a caveman-sounding nickname.
Gronk.
Hey. Doesn't matter. As long as he catches touchdown passes, I don't care.
All right. The police report states an officer asked her what she was doing. Soon as the cop asked me what I was doing, I was afraid to tell him. The money didn't belong to anybody, so I just took it out of the fountain.
And then the cop was like, well, you know, I was going to ask her what she was doing, but then I just looked at her. She's
like,
on crack.
Huh? Romine, who this is the woman now, says she took the change to buy the food, and she also said that she was jobless and she's trying to feed herself and four cats, that she's raising and she's trying to feed them. The officer found $2.87 in change in Romine's pocket. He charged her with petty theft and gave her a summons for court appearance.
Pretty sure she's not going to show up for that.
Yeah, pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure they have things like unemployment, welfare, and food stamps. You know.
No!
I definitely know those are a thing.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. How do you think I have an income despite having no job?
Good point.
They do have those things, lady. All right? You should apply for them one of these days. I'm sure you've got a relative who could have lent you $20. You don't need to steal change out of a fucking fountain.
Are you sure? It's right
there.
But it's
so much more fun than panhandling.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the change is clean because it's been washed.
That's right. It was in water, so, you know, It's washed. It doesn't have any type of mildew on it.
Unless it's been in there too long and then algae starts to deposit on it.
True.
But that's who cares about that at this point?
But at the same time, you know, those fountains, they clean them out pretty much daily.
Yeah. You know, Adam's got a good point. If you're to the point where you're dipping your hands into a fountain and money for food, you probably don't care if there's algae.
Yeah. You might even lick the algae just to taste it and see what it tastes like.
They'll lick the algae and go, yeah, they'll lick the algae and go, proteins.
Hell, there's probably...
Penicillin.
Exactly. Hell, there's probably algae in some of these freaking damn coffees that they make. Oh, you want a double algae espresso? Yeah, no problem.
Yes,
give me
I
two
do.
Pumps of algae, please.
Of course I want one. What do you think I am, communist?
Come on.
I'm waiting for Greg to just start playing with the doll.
He hasn't molested it once this whole time. I'm surprised.
He's so into me doing stuff with the doll today.
Well, the doll's there, you're next to it, and you haven't done anything with it.
Now, wait a minute. Normally, you're driving Danielle nuts during the show.
Well, yeah, but and the doll doesn't snort.
But Lindsay needs attention.
It's true.
Look at her. Her mouth is open.
It's a gape.
It's gaping hole.
It's welcoming.
.com.
Speaking of holes.
Good segue.
Yeah, it was a good segue. Punchy.
Yes.
I know you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
I want to hear all about your Comic-Con adventures.
Comic-Con was fantastic. And before I get into the good parts of Comic-Con, I just want to get this out of the way. There's a few
Wait. Hold on. We need to place the soapbox down, and you need to be on camera because I want this. I want to see this.
I want this.
I want to see
That's
him.
That's what Lindsay said.
I want to see him go ballistic.
You sound like right. Vince McMahon.
You're fire.
He's right. Got a puke.
There, he does it better than I do.
You're fire.
See? So... All right, so Comic-Con was great, obviously. You guys had a lot of fun. I know you guys had a lot of fun because I saw the pictures.
We did a ton of interviews. Like, where else can I get a picture with Method Man and H. John Benjamin and Bobby Moynihan in the same weekend?
Nice. And I mean, Hammy got William Shatner's autograph.
Yes, I interviewed Lloyd Kaufman.
Ooh! That's right, I didn't get to those.
Yep, and some stars of Return to Nukem High. But... There's a couple things that usually happen at conventions that they just kind of annoy me. And listen, I'm a guy, you know, I like guy things, but I also think that if a convention is 40% female, even though it's nerdy stuff, they shouldn't assume it's just for guys,
right?
Dudes, because it's not like when almost half of the people there are female, there's things that shouldn't be happening. Like, for example, there was a douche who Hammy got escorted from the building because Hammy heard him talking about bragging that he was feeling up girls like while walking through.
Good for Hammy.
Yeah, the guy was doing it on purpose, which is ridiculous. I mean, a lot of these girls that this guy's groping are like, trust me, it's $40 to $100 a day $40 to $60 a day to get into Comic-Con. Over $100. If you buy a pass, a weekend pass, like you shouldn't have to have that happen.
I agree.
You know? So Hammy recorded the guy saying this stuff and then played it to security and pointed him out.
Nice. And never mess with the press.
Never. And for those of you who might be thinking maybe he was in front of Hammy and Hammy was trying to get one spot up. No, the guy was behind Hammy. There was literally no benefit aside from just kicking a douche out. And although one thing I disagreed with was Hammy getting mad about what the nerdy guy said during the Arizona Big Cans commercial that they were playing.
Right.
Because I found out what the guy said was a Futurama reference. It was a Futurama line. So, but a lot of people didn't like the ad campaign and the ads were pulled after Friday.
Oh.
But, the thing that really annoyed me, regardless of what you want to say about the girl involved, but again, looking at a picture of her, I wouldn't have even approached her for an interview.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that I, after seeing the news article on everything, and for those that don't know, there was this woman that... She was dressed up as like a geisha woman, you know, but without the makeup. She had an umbrella and everything, but it was a nice outfit. Not going to say it wasn't, you know. And what is it called? Man Banter?
Man Banter is the name of the show. Man, now.
And that's it's an online show. They just do it on YouTube.
Yep.
And they did an interview with her and... One, just the questions they were asking, I wouldn't have even asked that crap because...
A attack.
Yeah, they pretty much attack this woman. I can't really say they make fun of her, or at least they were trying to make fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't working to their advantage. But yeah, you know, it got bigger than what it was. You know, she started tweeting the officials at Comic-Con, emailing people, telling people that she was being harassed. And it just escalated into a whole big thing where a lot more information came out about Man Banter. More so that Punchy came upon a lot of new stuff that was brought up recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, I want to preface this by saying that, as a station, it's hard enough getting approved for stuff, for interviews.
Yes.
Getting Comic-Con badges, not so hard, but it's hard enough getting stuff for MLR because it's a relatively new station, regardless of how talented it is.
It's a new station. We have thousands upon thousands of downloads. We have millions of hits to the website.
Yeah. Thousands of downloads per show.
Yes.
Not just overall, per show.
Right.
And it's still hard for us to get stuff because we're so new, and I'm sure there's shows where they places like, oh well, this might be a little too risque, is the term rubes use. It's a little harder. Like I gotta put a little more effort into building relationships with publicists and groups to get free passes and stuff.
Yeah.
But you just said
the one thing that most people don't understand. We're being professional.
Yep.
Yes, we have some different aspects for our hosts, different, just different ways of seeing things, jokes, so on and so forth, clean shows, dirty shows, whatever.
Right.
We have a very big mix of shows. And we as a station, we know we have to be professional.
Yeah, exactly. Because the more professional we are at these things and the better we are building relationships and not having people try to bombard interviews we do, no matter what they think of how the interview is going.
Yep.
While they're listening. Because listen, if one interview, like if there's a bad interview, I don't even rip the person who I'm interviewing, because, you know, like if we do, there's an off chance the publicist might hear or see what's being said.
Exactly.
And then goodbye that.
And not everybody is great at interviews. You know, I'm still new to the interviews, so obviously I still need to hone my interviewing skills. But even when we had David Shelby on, that was a great interview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was back and forth between all of us and him, and it was fantastic.
I didn't put as much in the interview because I'm not a country music guy.
But that's okay. You know, you started talking Detroit Lions with him, and he was going right back with you.
Yeah. And when we interview cosplayers, for example, which is what these idiots did, first off, Eddie and Hammy have worked up a perfect craft of picking who to interview.
Yes.
Because every girl they interviewed was completely fine with Eddie's line of questioning.
Sure.
They completely fine with it, no matter how, like, he didn't get too dirty, but when he did get dirty with the questions, He was funny, and it was in like a tongue-in-cheek manner.
Right.
He wasn't trying to be a dude, trying to be an unapologetic men's TV show with Man Banter.
Yeah.
So unapologetic that those pussies deleted everything once they started to get a little shit from the nerd community.
Yeah.
That's how unapologetic they are. And so not only is there that is just fucking things over. It won't fuck things over for MLR, but if stuff like the Man Banter shit happens more often, there's a very good chance Reed Pop might start looking more into what media they allow in there.
Sure.
And I swear to God, if we're ever denied passes to Comic-Con because of another show doing this horse shit, I will literally go just fucking scorched earth on whatever show caused it.
Now, here's the part of the reason why Punchy is so pissed. He found out information about Man Banter.
Yes. The guy who was actually conducting the interviews, his name is Mike Babchick.
Mike Babchick. Now, for those that don't know Mike,
He now, yeah, for those who don't know, aside from having the worst last name in existence, he is a producer for Mad Dog Radio on Sirius XM.
Uh-oh. Red flag.
Yep. Man Banter is not a Sirius XM radio show, but when applying for the New York Comic Con passes, Mike Babchick listed them as being representatives of Sirius XM.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs!
Which I'm guessing he did, because the Man Banter show has been pulling the shit for years now.
Yep.
It just so happened that someone finally was like, fuck these guys, and spoke up.
And you know what? Like I said, you know, some people, yeah, you know, you dress up that way. And Eddie said the same thing. So I'm going both sides here. You know, you dress up that way, yes, people are going to talk to you. People are either going to pick on you for the way you did it, or, you know, it's going to be a good interview.
But, like, the way this girl dressed wasn't even that, like, she was mostly covered.
Yeah. Yeah. She wasn't, you know, risque, so
yeah,
to speak.
She was wearing a gigantic robe and had, you know, like, so, like, the well, look at how she was dressed argument, which I kind of don't subscribe to anyway, because it's a costume. It's like a Halloween costume.
Right.
See, you see a sluttily dressed girl at Halloween, you're not going up to her.
Well, hot rogue?
Yeah. Well, hot rogue, I mean.
Yeah. Hey.
But again, though, here's the difference between Eddie and Mike Babchick. Eddie, after a couple years of doing Comic-Con, can spot which ones he will most likely be very receptive to doing that kind of an interview.
Sure.
And every time he picked an interview or started talking to a female cosplayer and started getting a little flirty, it was going over well because Eddie's practiced as far as picking out who, you know, who to do that to and who not to.
Right.
It's easy to tell. Here's what he said, and it's true. The really hot ones don't give a fuck. They'll do any kind of interview. They'll play along. The ones who are cute to average or below.
I just put the picture of the girl in the chat room there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Adam, looking at that, there's really nothing bad about that outfit.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It really doesn't warrant anybody going, hey, let's go and interview her and pick on her for the way she's dressed.
Yeah.
You know? But
like average or cute to average or below, generally they're the kind who are just there to do the concept. They really don't want to be bothered and won't be as receptive.
They're there to have fun.
So if we get them to agree to do an interview, that's when I would step in. In that case, there weren't many times where I had to, but that would be where I would step in.
Yep.
Because then I would ask a different line of questions. That is, you know, where I still try to make it funny, but it's not the same line of questioning that Eddie would do, because we don't need two people doing the same line of questioning. And it's good to have two interviewers like that.
Sure.
So
because you get the different aspects from the person doing the interview and asking the questions. Okay. You know, for example, let's say I was interviewing you, Punchy, and let's say you were Iron Man and you worked your ass off to make that Iron Man costume, like full motion, everything.
Yep.
That type of person is the type of person that you go, how did you come up with the concept of this costume? What did it cost? Like, how many hours did it take to make this fully operational?
Right.
You know, because people want to know that. People actually want to do that, which is kind of sick and sadistic, but people want to do it, you know? But it's those people that love the attention because they do it specifically for that.
Yeah.
This woman, she's just a regular Joe.
She's a regular girl trying to go to a convention, dress up like a character she likes, and have fun doing it.
Yeah.
What character she dressed as?
Don't know. I don't even think they...
I don't want to be, like, racist, but it looks like it's something that her family passed down to her already. And I mean, I follow some comics, but I'm not into that character or whoever that is, because it just looks like any other person.
You know,
Not even like a gay, when you said geisha, I was expecting painted face. She has nothing on her
face.
Well,
that's the thing. Yeah, but it's similar to that, yeah. You know? And what the show did, now for those that don't know and you haven't seen it, okay, there are many news articles about it, okay? So, yes, I agree with Eddie that, you know, you dress up, yeah, you're a target. But I don't agree with what they did and how they did it, okay? Especially since their Twitter was taken down. Their YouTube channel was taken down.
Yep.
Their Facebook page was taken down. Their website was taken down. Everything about Man Banter is gone.
Yeah, they made sure to take everything down.
They took everything down after it happened. And
what did they do to this woman that was so bad that they did that? I understand.
I have the play-by-play, and this was covered on Ham Radio on Tuesday, so we are going to go over it just so we can bring up Adam and Greg up to speed on this. Okay, the conversation was as follows. The guy doing the interview said, you know, would you like to be interviewed for a show?
Man Banter.
Man Banter. Man up or face down, whatever the frickin' hell it is. And the woman said, what show? A TV show. So he doesn't even name the TV show. What TV show? A TV show. That's it. That was, you know, from the dialogue, it's a, okay, like, well, I don't know what TV show, but fine. Whatever. You're here. Okay, fine. Question one. So if I were walking in the rain, could I pay you to walk next to me with your umbrella?
Oh, hmm. Wow.
Wait, what was that again?
Yeah, that's what the guy asked. So if I were walking in the rain, could I pay you to walk next to me with your umbrella? Her answer, very logical. Pay me? Yeah, if I paid you. Then buy your own umbrella.
We're Man Banter. What are you talking about?
Man Banter, yeah!
We're Man Banter.
Yeah! Ooh, yeah. No, I want to buy an umbrella with an Asian girl. That's what his response was. No, I want to buy an umbrella with an Asian girl. Okay. So now he's sparking some type of reaction from her going yep. and playing the race card.
Right.
Mad Batter.
I need that as a button. Do that again.
Mad Batter.
Oh, yes. Yes. Button. Right. I love it.
Hey. And then here's another one for you. Man Banter.
Ooh. That's better than Man Cave.
Man Banter.
They need that one from Family Guy. The radio show that Stewie and Brian took over.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
I can't remember the names, made all the crazy sound effects and all that. And that's all the show was.
Dingo and the Baby.
Yeah, yes. Dingo and the Baby.
Yes, Dingo and the Baby. I want to see, I wonder if I have it. Hold on. I might have it.
Yeah.
No, it's not the one I wanted. I hate when people do that.
Got a show. Oh yeah, that's a show. After all, AIDS is a deadly, incurable disease. But no matter how
I hate when they do this.
Charles Wheeler and his partners in ethical, moral, and inhuman terms, the fact of the matter is, when they fired Andrew Beckett because he had AIDS, they broke the law.
My God, what is wrong with you? I swear to God, that was supposed to be food fight.
Whoops.
I was like, Philadelphia, what's going on here?
Yeah, like, here's the other problem, too.
Yeah.
Now, they risked messing up things for SiriusXM.
Big time. The guy's a producer for Mike. The Mad yep. Dog.
Not only that, but...
Chris
Sam
Russo, come on!
Not only that, but Sam Roberts goes to a lot of conventions as part of ONA.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Sam and E-Rock there?
Yep, they were there. Not only that, but say there's a show that gets signed.
Yeah.
That we know. Because let's face it, we do have a show on this network that, like, if they did sign with said station, wouldn't be a shocker. Because they're we've mentioned them today. They're polished enough where they could make on any type of radio.
Absolutely.
And
a lot a lot of our shows could.
A lot of our shows could. This one in particular, though, has been making a pretty good push to making pretty big strides as far as potential.
And they know people at Sirius, which is great.
Yes.
It helps.
Let's just say the professor of one of their producers is a programming director there.
Yeah.
So so now say that show gets hired. That show has gone ham radio, we're talking about, obviously.
Yes, yeah. Demand the ham.
That show has been going to Comic-Con every year.
Mm-hmm.
Now say they get part of being, they become part of SiriusXM.
Mm-hmm.
What if Breedpop avoids giving them to that many SiriusXM shows because there's the off chance that someone could just be using SiriusXM to get another show on there and pull the shit that Man Banter did?
Sure.
Totally not cool.
No, it screws things up for the more professionals like us who, last I checked, especially for More Like Radio, Hammy was getting information to actually do a live broadcast from Comic-Con. We have the info. I want to go because I want to go with these guys next year, and I would love to do a show with all of them in it and get people, the stars and everything, to come and sit in on the show. It would be fantastic.
It would be amazing. It would be great to have all that. And by the way, 14-7 Jets. But it would be
just...
By the way, I hate you. I hope the 49ers get I hope the 49ers. I hope Frank Gore breaks his leg. I hope Colin Kaepernick just shatters his collarbone.
Shut your face
to the 49ers. Death.
Shut your face. I'm not doing this to make fun of the Patriots. I just happened to look, and it happened to be 14-7. Uh-huh.
I didn't want to hear the score, but go ahead. All right.
You guys did score right after the Jets' first score, though.
See, I told you.
Yeah, well, I mean,
to worry about, dude. Trust me.
Christ, Austin sports fans, lunatics.
I know, right? The nerve.
Anyway.
And the Patriots aren't from Boston.
Yeah, they're technically around Boston, but...
Mm-mm. Foxborough is nowhere near Boston.
It's not an hour. Actually, yeah, it's... Okay, it's within range.
Well, let's...
All right, I'll give him that one.
Technically, it's within range of where the Giants are to New York City.
Good point. Good point.
And the Jets.
Anyway.
Jersey's the outskirts of New York.
You don't even play in the same state as your team.
I know, it's weird.
That is the weirdest thing ever. Oh, yeah, we play in New Jersey, but we have two football teams that play in the same stadium in New Jersey. If I was Chris Christie, Beck, screw it. Here. You have to pay me $200 million a year to play in Jersey. Otherwise, you're changing it to the New Jersey Jets.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
The New Jersey Giants.
New Jersey Giants. Never going to happen. It'll never happen. But, you know, it's guys like that. I mean, that producer used SiriusXM to get their passes.
Yes, and he'll probably get fired for it because SiriusXM doesn't fuck around.
No, and they've been cracking down a lot on these people.
Yes, remember... Danny, who used to work for ONA, got fired because not only he won tickets to some goofy One Direction show.
Poor Danny.
I don't know, not poor Danny. Fucking, he's a douche.
I know, but still.
But he was going to bring a porn star to the show. SiriusXM wasn't fans of that idea.
Dude, you just had to see Adam's face. Holy shit, that was great. Do that again.
It's got to be in the moment.
It was like, dude, deer in headlights. Porn star to a One Direction show? What?
Yeah, he was going to do that because he thought it would be funny. It wasn't funny sounding, but whatever. And they didn't like that idea. They told him no. And he got all uppity about it and got fired. So they don't fuck around. Mike Babchick.
Yeah.
Of Mad Dog Radio. They don't fuck around with that. So you may have gotten yourself fired just because of how difficult it is going to be for other shows to get to Comic-Con now under SiriusXM because you had to use SiriusXM as a means to get your horrible show
now,
to Comic-Con.
Have we heard anything with him if he got fired or not?
Well, I mean, let's face it. It's more than light. I mean, he might get suspended. Who knows? But let's face it. The guy's screwed. Totally screwed.
Without a doubt.
Like, completely boned.
Because I'm trying to find any information on it. I mean, his personal Facebook is still up.
He deleted all the man banter stuff.
Yeah, he deleted all that, but not all of it.
Pretty much all of it, though. Like, he deleted the vast majority of the man banter stuff.
Well, yeah, because he knew it was going to come back to bite him in the ass.
And boy, did it.
Because all the videos are hidden on YouTube. You can't find anything. Even if you click videos, they all come up, but you can't play anything.
Well, we're man banter, so.
Man banter!
Just shows like that are just really, yeah, you're guys, we get it. Shut up. Be entertaining. Don't try to be like, we're unapologetic men. Because it's been done so many times before. There was a show on Comedy Central based around that concept that did well until they replaced the hosts.
It gets done every day.
Do something original and do something funny. Don't be like, yeah, we're being mad.
Never going to happen. Never going to happen.
Too many unoriginal jack-offs.
Yeah.
It's an industry. So many. I think that's one of the things that really pissed me off about the whole thing. They're just such unoriginal shitbags. I will put any episode of Brain Stew up against any episode of Man Banter. We both do edgy content, but Brain Stew does it better.
Yeah, pretty much.
And yet, Man Banter, controversies and way to getting into a fucking news article.
Hey, you know what? That's what they need.
We don't need that.
Nope.
We don't. Because we're better than you.
We're like awesome. Chick,
who not, somehow...
Not to steal from Dutch and Royce or anything, but...
despite the fact that you're somehow working for SiriusXM, I don't know how that happened, because A, your show sucked. B, you don't have radio sense. You don't know how to screen people to interview to ask your shitty questions. No, you don't. You don't know that. So you get the wrong person, and then now you're probably going to get fired from your SiriusXM job because you're an idiot, and you should have just never been hired. Me, Hammy, and Eddie would have never let that happen.
No, because you know better. You know better.
We completely know better. But,
Yeah. Man better.
Copy. I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis
punita
delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Damn right.
Yeah, he lost.
Good day.
Yeah, he lost until he gave the everlasting gobstopper back.
Pretty much. All right, we're going to change gears. We got to get shit done. Greg.
What?
Are you ready?
Oh, I got to do stuff. That's right.
Yeah, we're going to put you to work. We're going to start with the first one that you gave me for the best of Craigslist here. The
disguise.
The single man looking for a nice lady who is not two kids in a trench coat.
Oh, man. I don't know where my glasses are. All right. I'll give this a shot.
You don't know where your glasses are? What, are you going blind all of a sudden?
Oh, screw off.
Masturbation, that's why he's blind.
Oh, that's right.
That's not true. You can't go blind.
Whatever, I only have to shave my palms once a week.
Because you're planting seeds.
Anyways. Attention, single ladies. I have been burned before. Please be true. If you are too... mischief teens in a trench coat, please do not respond. I am looking for true love, just like my brother Michael Rose has found with his tiny wife Julia. I love my brother, but I am jealous of him. As previously mentioned, I have been burned before by the evil teens who inhabit my sick town.
Wait a minute.
On more than six occasions.
More than six.
More than six.
I have fallen in love with a beautiful 8 foot tall woman. Despite their giant body, I fell deeply head over feet in love.
Oh, man,
little did I know that it was the Baker boys, Bradley and Gromp, who were making a fool out of me. Gromp would sit on top of Bradley, evil shoulders, and pretend to be a woman who enjoyed my many good qualities, like my good sense of direction under my ability to make my ears wiggle. Gromp would dress up like a pretty lady, wearing a luscious gray wig and tiny glasses. He would dress the same way every time. He wore makeup much like a beautiful woman would. I did not fall in love with Gromp. I fell in love with the woman he was pretending to be. I do not know if Bradley was wearing makeup, but I would imagine yes. If we were to meet in public, I will try to knock you over at an unknown time. If the Baker boys fall out of you, then we can no longer meet. If the Baker boys don't fall out, then we can be in love and get married by the beach in Seaside, New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
I will love you and give you a strong, fertile baby. The baby will never start fires. Baker boys should not respond to this. Thanks. Yeah.
Wow!
That is amazing.
Damn Baker boys, you know, they,
Damn there Baker boys.
Yeah, them Baker boys, they, that gives a whole new meaning to steak and potatoes.
I have a hard time thinking that's real, but if it's real, it's the most amazing thing
ever.
Oh, my. Like, I want to hang out with
those
kids.
God, there's so many spelling errors.
I kind of don't care if it's not real.
That's freaking funny.
The fact that somebody took the time to write that down and just the thought pattern, awesome.
Oh, man.
If that was real, I want to see the straight-to-TV movie on it.
Yes.
You know what? Video, web video, I'm going to do it.
You're going to make
this? I'm going to make that. I'm going to make that video. Absolutely.
All right.
Why not? What do I got to lose? That'd be pretty freaking funny.
We should start doing that. Let's start just making, like, webisodes out of fake Craigslist ads.
Done. Under Accidental Punch Productions. Done. Done. That was awesome.
Done, done, and done.
When Craigslist comes to life.
There you go. That's a great title. I like
it. Patent pending.
Patent pending. Copyright pending.
Copyright, patent, all rights reserved, whatever.
Trademarked.
In God we trust, whatever.
All right, now you got another one here.
All right.
And this one's loading up here.
Which one?
This is the stripper pole.
What? Say what? Strippers?
A stripper pole?
No.
Wait a minute. They actually have the actual Craigslist ad? Holy shit. Do they really? Oh, that would be awesome if they do.
Well, let me find it.
Nope, nothing there.
Hey-o.
But the original link is there.
Ah, here it is.
From Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right, that's great.
Ads, Craigslist ad number 248 for a stripper pole. Free. I have a stripper pole that I no longer need. She broke her leg and is retiring. Call 254 blah blah blah, and yeah, this is December 3rd, 2012.
Wow, you need
she broke her leg and is now retiring.
I wonder what she did to.
It's
do
like
that.
A horse. You just got to put him down.
First off, who's giving that away? I'm pretty sure you can get money.
Sorry. I had to put her down.
No, Lindsay.
Lindsay's deflating. No.
I'll plug it.
Oh, and I was in error when I read the score before. It's actually 14-10 Patriots.
Ah, okay. All right. All right. So, hey, at least he corrected himself.
Right.
All right. So, you could still bash his San Francisco all you want, right. But At least
I need Frank Gore to do well. He's in my fantasy football, so I need him to do well.
All right. Well, at least Punchy corrected himself. Okay. And we got one more here.
Yep.
One
more.
What's this one?
Salt Lake, looking to start an orgiastic satanic cult or something fun.
Or something fun.
So I want to start some kind of fun satanic cult. Something like was seen in Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut. Complete with creepy
music.
Wow,
he can't even spell Kubrick right. Wow.
Spell checks the motherfucker.
Complete with creepy music and lots of fun orgy-like sex. Just some fun, really. But I will learn the theology of it, too. We can do the lay by approach, or we can create our own approach based on whatever we decide it should be. We can create our own fun, dark rituals and all be anonymous. We can play dress up or get serious depending on the group replies. We don't really have to worship Satan, but just be conscious of the existence and nature of our own dark sides. My working theory is that we'll be able to get release of our darker impulses through this daring new venture in the stuffy Mormon environment of Utah. If someone out there has a nice space, we can do our rituals and have our fun in, so much the better. I live in a 2-bedroom house in West Jordan.
Good to know.
We could worship and party with up to about 8 people here without getting too crowded. So I guess it depends on the reply we get. Send me an email with a pic or spell out your interests. Both sexes, all 18 and up, all races are welcome. Please, no animal sacrifice minded folks. That's just messy.
safe word is banana!
Banana!
Banana! Banana!
Wow.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time. Way at, way at.
Where you go? Where you go?
Wow.
That's classic.
Yeah.
These people are messed up.
Yeah.
They really are. These people are messed up.
Some crazy motherfuckers.
Oh, my God. That was freaking funny. We need to do this real quick, too.
You people are idiots. Welcome back, dumbass. Dumbass. Got anything for that, dumbass? Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. You dumbasses. 300 million sperm. That's the one that got from.
Yep. It is that time because we're running out of show, but we do have to do the dumbass of the week. And this one was given to me by good old Uncle Eddie from Ham Radio, Tuesdays from 9 to 1 here on More Like Radio. So thank you, Eddie, for that. And first of all, for everybody involved, now, Punchy, I don't know if you know this, but you might. Who is the one celebrity that I really despise?
Michael Bay?
No, I don't consider him a celebrity.
Justin Bieber?
Very good, Adam.
All right.
Very
well, that was the other thing. I know how much you may hate Michael Bay.
Very good. Well, this person, and I'll show everybody on Ustream just because I can. Mwahahahaha. A man underwent plastic surgery. Extensive plastic surgery to look like Justin Bieber.
Oh, what?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It gets better.
Oh no.
It gets better. This was in the Huffington Post, and Eddie posted this yesterday, and I went, oh, I've got words for this because I hate Justin Bieber.
Is there a picture that can be posted in MLR chat?
Yes, there is actually. There's a couple of them here. I will do my best to post them for you. Let's see here. I'll post it here. This is the first one. And then we have the second one here, which I will post also right underneath it here.
Is it me or does he look like Katie Lang?
That looks nothing like Justin Bieber.
Well, not only is songwriter Toby Sheldon a 33-year-old Justin
what?
Bieber fan. Yes, that's right. He's my age.
Say it ain't so, Sully. Say it ain't So
his Bieber devotion would blow tiny, teeny, bopping believers out of the water. Mainly because Zelda went so far as to spend almost $100,000 on 5 years' worth of plastic surgery to look like Justin Bieber.
That's creepy as hell.
Ugh.
This is more creepy of the week instead of dumbass of the week.
Oh, no, no. He's a dumbass. This is dumbassery at its finest.
I think of a million things I could do with $100,000 better.
Yeah, you know, like maybe get a brand new car. Just saying.
Brand new car, wishing.
Make it rain 100,000 times.
5 years worth of plastic surgery. Arg. Arg.
Arr.
And even the second picture, he looks very similar to what Justin Bieber looks like. He does. He doesn't look exactly like him, but I think he's got a little bit more work to go. But seriously, the black and white picture and everything else is the before and after. Why would you do that to yourself? What's wrong with you? I mean, seriously, I'm sorry, but no.
They have Bieber fever.
Bieber, no. No. This, no. No way this guy has Bieber fever.
He clearly has Bieber fever.
No, no. This guy wants to go out and murder the kid. Which, don't get me wrong, I would never condone that. But I can understand the reason for doing it. So Bieber, he can take his place. Because he probably has better talent than anybody. But that's besides the point.
Bieber fever, is that like AIDS?
I think so. I think so.
It's kind of like that.
I think it's
there's
been
no
known.
Cure for it though.
Yeah. I have Bieber fever.
I mean, I'm just saying. You know, it's a possibility.
That's a great sound bit.
Yeah, that's like 4 years old.
Yeah.
Just goes to show how much I hate this kid. I hate Bieber, and I don't hate a lot of things.
That kid in the chat room that got upset because you tagged the videos with Justin Bieber and they started listening. Things they kept wondering we can talk about Justin Bieber and they started getting all nasty, like swearing at us, but it was like high school cursing.
I ripped him a new asshole.
Oh,
it was
man. Great. That was a good episode.
I felt so much better about myself after that. But yeah.
Oh, legit.
$100,000. And the worst part is he freaking tagged Justin Bieber in the goddamn freaking Twitter. Stop hitting my microphone or I'm going to punch you. Stop it. Stop it.
You were getting so close. I'm like, oh, I could just hit him in the face.
No, because every time you would move your foot, I'd move back. Stop it.
I'm sorry. I think I got
I'm already pissed. Spent $100,000 on freaking plastic surgery to look like goddamn Justin Bieber. What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm getting you a Bieber blow-up doll for Christmas.
Dude, I will take a video and burn it on the spot.
Yes, burn it.
Burn it.
Come to the dark side. Embrace your dark side.
I am the dark side. I don't get, you know, I don't get pissed at a lot of things, but that Bieber, Michael Bay, and Lady Gaga are the three things that really piss me off the most. They really do. They piss me off. I know it shouldn't, but it does. Just saying.
Well, if they're all the same person, like Fred Savage on Family Guy, when he's like Michael Moore.
That is true.
Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich and all those people.
Newt Gingrich, yes. All right, it's that time we got to get out of here. If you have a dumbass, send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. And let's go for it. Go ahead, Adam.
All right, if you want to follow me on Twitter at PatriotFry80.
That's right. That's the only way you can follow
That's
him.
That's right. Only way you can follow me, unless you find me in a dark alleyway and follow me home.
Yeah.
Word up.
She been unlocked.
Greg.
That was a good stalker.
Greg, go for it.
Follow me at Texas Not Cool. You can follow
at Doobie Scoops. Not Lindsay. She's not on Twitter yet.
That'd be awesome.
See Greg Matulis on Facebook.
Put her on Twitter. Put yeah, Lindsay on Twitter.
This is my excited face.
The O face. Punchy. Punchy, my man. Go for it.
At CM Punchy on Twitter. And just, you know, my shows, Brains to Radio, Fridays, 8 till Nerd Hour, Nerd Hour afterwards. This show, 369 420, Sean Dumas Show, guys. Mark at Radio on my podcast, which will have a new episode this coming week.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. That's for sure. And of course, you can always follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheSullyShow or @TheSullyShow. You can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheSullyShow, as well as More Like Radio, facebook.com/MoreLikeRadio and @MoreLikeRadio on Twitter. We're here live every Sunday from noon to 2. We'll see you next week. D should be back with us. Have a great day, everybody, and go Jets.
Go Patriots.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.
Screw you guys. I'm getting the hell out of here.